Right, let's look now at what Eskom have been saying, Eskom has been saying about the winter months to come. They seem to me to be very optimistic. One of the things that was put forward by way of illustration is they're saying they're spending way less on diesel than budgeted for, and that the perception that the only way they've been keeping things going is by spending huge amounts on diesel. They are saying, nope, that is not in fact the case. So how do we pick our way through the numbers and make sense of the predictions that Eskom is making for the colder months of the year? Crown Prince Adil Ntshabeleng is an energy analyst. We've had him on the show before, and we welcome him back. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for your time once again. What did you make of the briefing? I thought they sounded optimistic. Are they being over-optimistic in your view, or does this look doable? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Pellman. And I think they are quite optimistic, given the fact that there's been a huge stark improvement, and the fact that they have actually stopped off load shedding for a while. It's not ended completely. It's just a phase that we're going through. But absolutely, there has been a major improvement, because there's been a clawing back in terms of the unplanned maintenance issue, whereby they've reduced it at least by 2,000 megawatts. And they've been spending a lot of money on maintenance as well, you know, that way reducing some part of their spend on diesel. So there has been a huge improvement. There has been a system update in terms of the fact that they have increased servicing of the power plants and maintenance. So what we've been complaining about all along, all these years, is finally receiving attention, because as we continuously say that the problem of load shedding is not an external problem, it's an internal Eskom problem.
Right.
The capacity is there. The only challenge is the plants are not functioning properly at the stage that we're looking at. And it's actually causing a whole jittery and a breaking down of power plants. So if we don't focus on ensuring that power plants are functioning and are operating optimally, there's always going to be a continuous problem of load shedding recurring. But, I mean, we're not out of the woods yet. Eskom is still going to be experiencing some level of load shedding, even though they are confident that it might not cross over 2,000 megawatts, which means it's only going to be maintained up to stage 2 load shedding.
Yeah.
You know, so there's been a major improvement on that side.
So, Crown Prince, your voice is just occasionally dipping away there. So if we could just have you as close to the phone as possible so we can catch. Yes, that's way better. Thank you. Thank you for that. What do you make of their decision to present an optimistic view to the public? I mean, strategically, you could argue it's, if you're doing well, tell people you're doing well, and most crucially, tell people why. The other is, you know, promise low, deliver high, and don't give people sticks to beat you with. Well, what did you think of the strategy of today's meeting? Maybe internally they're communicating with their own staff as much as they're communicating with us.
Yeah, look, there's actually a worry. You've heard on Monday where the Minister of Electricity gave his own update on the energy, action plan, which was not coordinated with Eskom. And then today you have Eskom giving its own internal energy status review in terms of what is happening on the power plants and everything, which means there's still a disharmony. You know, there's two institutions that are not talking together.
Right.
The Minister of Electricity is busy running around doing his own thing. And the energy, people responsible for generation of electricity, which is Eskom, are busy with their own thing. You saw very strongly they demonstrated the board's unity with the top executives as well as the divisional managers, you know, head of generation, head of transmission, and the new established company, National Transmission Company of South Africa, NTSCSA. And then you've seen what has currently been happening where they're talking about the other issues of how they're going to be reducing issues of municipalities debt and all of those.
Right.
So there is a huge, huge improvement on performance at the Eskom level internally within the executives. There's suddenly now a harmonious cooperation between the various units. You know, at the ministerial level, definitely there is, you know, because the minister is doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Eskom's board and executives currently giving you their own picture, which is contrary to what the minister gave us on Monday. So that is a strong issue of concern. to say that why is there this harmony among the two operations, you know?
Right.
They need to come together and talk on a one voice. And the minister should talk from an informed point of view that is guided right now, like you would find that is actually run by the executives and the, you know, the chairperson of the board is there to just give an introduction. You know, the rest of it is clearly done by people who do the work on the ground.
I want to get your thoughts on this, Crown Prince, because on the one hand, as a holding action, the bleeding has been staunched, use whatever metaphor you like, but we don't want to live in a country of 0.9% growth, and some people do ascribe the ability to keep things going as a dip in demand on the one hand and a greater contribution either of private arrangements at the household level or larger scale renewables at the corporate and company level. Do you get a sense that they are building for future growth in demand, or do you think at the moment Eskom is mainly concerned with stopping the bleeding?
There's two processes that they're running. One is they're already in a decline on sales. So they are currently, you know, working backwards on one, saving the political face, which is now stopping the bleeding and the public embarrassment towards the ruling party, and making sure that the elections go smooth. Definitely, after elections, you're going to get load shedding. It's a guarantee. No, that one is not going to go away. But then what has been happening is they're doing a future proof of some sort to say, rather than extreme cases of load shedding stage 6, they're going to reduce it and cap it within stage 2 level so that they can manage the intervals of load shedding, because stage 2 means lesser intervals and lesser, what you call, exaggerated levels of electricity in the day.
Yes.
So that's quite an improvement on that one side of it. But the other side of it is, Eskom is still pursuing the goal towards net zero carbon mitigation.
Okay.
That on its own, from when I had a conversation with the group chief executive officer, he said, look, we are running it as no longer the core focus, but a completely total stream within Eskom. We're no longer confusing it with the generation recovery program and activity that we're doing. We've taken it out. And we're looking at it completely separately within the unit in Eskom, which means that they're gearing themselves to be future-proof, you know, on making sure that they can have an area within Eskom that will be looking at renewables. But the reality of it is Eskom has lost sales, has lost customers, has lost demand. People across the country are just using less electricity because of its unreliability as well. And the fact that some people have taken off and are now currently doing a hybrid system, which means they're no longer totally reliant on Eskom, has had a major impact on Eskom's capacity to generate revenues as well as to really grow in the nearer future. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge. You know, the revenue will grow, but sales are not growing in terms of the volume of sales that they're supposed to be generating.
Thank you so much, Crown Prince Adil Ntshabeleng. Did you listen to that Eskom briefing? I thought it was interesting. I thought the positive energy, no pun intended, was good. But obviously we'll watch how the grid delivers in the days, weeks and months to come.